everybody. I did this the other day, but there's a number of nutmegs in it that need to be addressed. It's really important because this is a massive smoking gun. And I think a lot of people missed some of the points. So on reflection, we need to do it again and you need to get this out to everybody. All right. First and foremost, right, the manufacturer states clearly COVID-19 vaccine doesn't stop transmission. You've seen it in the press. Also, it doesn't stop you catching it. All right. So why was this experimental technology allowed to be used in relation to that? Well, we were told that it was going to reduce hospital admissions. The main thing was going to reduce hospital admissions, and those admissions weren't going to be that severe because it was going to reduce. However, 40% of people in the Pfizer trial developed what they call the COVID-19 infection. Now, that's quite interesting, all right? So, let's just go down to page 10. Right. The resurgence in both hospitalisation and death is dominated by those that have received two doses of the vaccine. Get it? Two doses of the vaccine comprising around 60 or 70%. Now, here's a bit of maths. What they're not telling you here is that the people who make up the 40 or the 30% to make 100% are the single-dosed recipients of the biological weapon, not a vaccine. Can it be a vaccine? Because they've already admitted it doesn't stop a transmission, doesn't stop you catching, so it's not a vaccine. Yeah. So the 40% or the 30% are the single-dosed COVID-19 recipients. Simple maths. Look, simple maths. If they double-dose, look, you get a 30% increase in hospitalization from each vaccine. So you get 260 or 70, 60 or 70, get it? Single dose, 30. You add that 30 to that, you got 100%. Got it? So 30 to 40% of the people for the single dose. That means 100% of those wave, look the wave, in the wave, the radiation wave, the third wave of the radiation from the 5G network, they're going to be hospitalized and die. Okay? That's what they're expecting. You've got to remember, they've got to kill an awful lot of people to fit the intelligence document for the 55 million to die in the UK by 2025 and 200 million in the USA. They're having a lot of trouble, by the way, I must admit. There is a lot of flies in the ointment at the minute with our vaccination passport, etc., etc. But you've got to understand the severity of what we're talking about. Now, if you have friends and family who have been duped into participating in this medical experiment, a crime, contact the police. Make a complaint. Also, most important thing, you must keep them safe from the wave, 5G network. If this wave is allowed to proceed, these radiation waves are allowed to hit these people who have the COVID-19 contaminated vaccines with the massive increases in the tungsten aluminium nanoparticulates, well, they're going to be in hospital and are possibly going to die. Because that's what the third wave is. It's a wave of radiation. It was always a wave of radiation. That's why they call it a wave. All right, so these people are at significant risk. Now, immunization failures just means that the vaccine didn't work. It means the vaccination didn't work. All right, let's get down to paragraph 55. Paragraph 55. Right, there we go. This shows the most deaths and admissions in a post-roadmap resurgence are in people who have received two vaccine doses, even without vaccine protection, when a variant emerging that escapes vaccines. Vaccine didn't work. It was never here to work. It's not a vaccine. What it's done is put all of these people's lives at significant threat and risk, all right, due to the contamination in them and the wave. Blood, plasma. The Red Cross won't allow anybody to give blood who've had the vaccination. And when they check your platelets, anybody who gives blood and they've had the vaccination, if your immune system's collapsed, because this is an immune system collapsed program, it's an immune system suppressor, obviously next wave's not going to be very good, is it? So that's why I'm doing this, just to inform a little bit more so people get this. Send this to everybody. And if you've been duped into this vaccination, I'd start getting a bit angry. But I would definitely remove yourself from any 5G network that your local authority has installed or some telecommunication system, because your risk of death has just went to, well, that telling you 100% admissions and deaths are going to be people who've had this biological, what they call a vaccine, what I know it to be, a biological weapon injected into you illegally as a medical experiment, breach of Nuremberg Code, a crime against humanity. Ring the police. It's their job. The more people that ring the police and start complaining, the more they might want to do something about it. I mean, they're not want to, but let's just see what happens.